I thought we would do something a little different tonight. A horror movie review. It stays with the premise of this podcast, which is creepy. The movie came out in 2014, and what I loved about this movie was the visuals, because they're so outstanding. It gave me a feel of being in a trance while trying to figure out what time period it was going for, which was a good thing. I was on the edge of my seat and paranoid, but in the best ever way that only a good scary movie can do. And there aren't that many, none at all that I could think of that gives you this exact feeling. The name of the movie that we will be reviewing is called It Follows. And it was put out in 2014, like I had said. But the feel of it doesn't feel like a 2014 movie at all. I think what they were going for was something entirely different. I believe that it was said that they were going for something that had really no time piece to it, even though it does have an 80s theme to me in a lot of ways. And I really did like that, but it's also different than like an old 80s movie or, movies that try to, go back into the 80s that are put out today. It's not like that. Okay, my kitty's trying to. She doesn't want anything to do with me until I start doing this, I swear. She does, I don't know. That's my kitty. Cats. Okay. Love them though. Okay. The houses all look like 80s homes, and most of the cars are old. And you need to keep an eye out for the teenagers' homes. And then you'll know what I mean when I say like the 80s theme. Sort of, now let's get to what this is about. The story may sound cheesy, but it's far from it. Jay, she's a teenage girl. She's a pretty blonde who has a starring role in this movie, and she goes out on a date and has sex with this guy and finds out afterwards that he has given her this sort of sexually transmitted sort of demon disease, is the best way I would know to describe it. And it follows you. And the only way to get rid of it is to give it to someone else. And the thing that follows are many different things, usually different scary looking people. And that's usually what it is. It might not be always, but yeah, it's kind of very scary. Like, you could never explain this movie, for me to review a movie, this is one of those that is so hard to explain because I really can't put it into any category. I do think it's a masterpiece. A lot of people would probably disagree with me, but some people actually would agree. Okay, so like I said, the thing that follows it's usually like looks like a ghost person or a scary ghost person, and it walks really slow, but it's very intelligent, and you can't let it touch you. I think if it touches you, it could possibly kill you, maybe. You just can't ever let it touch you. Jay is the girl's name. And her friends end up being there for her. And it takes a turn for some pop-ups that you're not expecting, which makes it even better. I still can't figure out why one of her friends has this seashell. It looks like a compact, but clearly it's not. And it was either meant to be a phone or a reader of some sort, but who knows? And why is she the only one with one that has one? That was the other thing. But I found that intriguing nonetheless. I highly recommend the scary movie. If you have not already seen it, I say give it a try. I give it an A. Absolutely one of my favorites. And also, the soundtrack I hear is amazing. So, this is my pick for movie night. Check it out. The name again is It Follows 2014 when it was made. And this was really fun, even though I picked a really hard movie to try to review, because when you're reviewing, trying to describe it is probably pretty easy for most movies, but this one is one of a kind. So I think we will do this again. Maybe we could try to make this a weekly weekend thing when, everybody's wanting to do a movie night, usually on the weekend. So if enough people like it, we'll do it again. Okay, guys, until next time.